How about right here? It's so cheery. Wacko.
Pirate Captain Mel.
And a really evil pirate too.
You're very, very kind. I'm an evil mastermind, and I'll do cruel things to you.
We are very, very kind. He's an evil mastermind, and he'll do cruel things to you.
I'll kick you in the knee, poke your eye so you can't see, and hit you with my sword. Though I be a pirate swine, I have to draw the line. So I will not push you overboard.
What, never?
No, never.
What, never?
Hardly ever.
They be trespassing on me pirate property. I'll show them I will.
Hey! Ooh, it's our new best friend.
Who be ye?
Ye be we. We're the Warner Brothers.
And the Warner Sister.
Ye be trespassers on me private pirate property.
Bet you can't say that three times fast.
Pirate Pinocchio Popley. Pipe. Purr.
You lose.
Mm-hmm. The penalty for trespassing is death.
Fabu.
You can't kill us. You hardly know us. So, how's about a kiss? Song break.
Gosh, we're scared. Gosh, we're frightened. Cause our itty-bitty new friend has this teeny-weeny braid all set on glowing as new lips. Oh, how horrible, deplorable this really is. The pits.
We should run and we should flee. Then where would our story be? This could spell a bitter end
for animated kids like them.
For the oldest Warner brother.
And his pretty Warner sister.
And the other Warner brother.
There's four lives I will smother. They should run and they should flee. Then where would this story be? This...
Bon voyage!
Bye-bye!
Come back here, you piles of sluggish sea slime!
Too big. Better.
I'll teach you three scalawags to mess with the likes of me.
Choose your weapon.
Okay. How's this?
How did you do that?
You mean with the big comedy cannon? You really want to know?
Arr!
I'll take that as a yes. I am the very model of a cartoon individual. My animation's comical, unusual, and whimsical. I'm quite adept at funny gags, comedic theory. I have read from wicked puns and stupid jokes to anvils that drop on your head. I'm very good at fancy dances. I can even pirouette and smack the villain with a fish. I know my cartoon etiquette. I can make my face all mean and really give you quite a fright. Then make up with flowers made of real exploding dynamite. When in a jam, I just yell stop and villains in their tracks are froze. Then I sneak up and utter start and take my hands and honk their nose. I am quite proud to be in such a hierarchical progeny. From Daffy Duck and Tweety Bird to Babs and Butter Bunny. To suit my mood, I can call forth a lot of different sceneries, like outer space and desertscapes and Himalayan eateries. From this bag here, why, I can pull most anything imaginable, like office desks and lava lights and Bert, who is a cannibal.
See, and that is comical, unusual, and musical. We are the very model of cartoon individuals.
The crunchiest of creatures in the whole wide world. Our next cartoon features Slappy the Squirrel.
Enough with the singing already.
That's Slappy.
take number 32. Regular as clockwork. Wish everything was regular as clockwork.
If there's one thing I hate,
it's a crybaby.
Now that's comfy.
Totally awesome acne snacks. They are fun and energy packed. Sugar-coated sugar snacks.
Stop it. Flippin' network cuts out my famous end line for some res of flabbin' crudball commercial here. Ah, somebody get me a peenball hammer. Who is it?
Aunt Flappy!
What can I do? He's my nephew. Hello, Skippy.
Hi! What happened to your TV set?
It's having a bad day. Pardon me, but you got a little excess energy there, Skippy.
Must be these totally awesome acne snacks. Want some?
Now there's a color found in nature.
Neat, huh?
No wonder you like that bonkers show. That junk's rotting out your brain there.
What you looking for?
I'm gonna make you some brain food. That's right, my famous walnut fig dough surprise.
What's the surprise?
I'm out of walnuts. Come on, let's go visit Doug the dog. We'll get some walnuts out of his old walnut tree.
Doug the dog? But he hates you, Aunt Flappy. He's been trying to eat you for years.
Thank you, Mr. Exposition.
I don't know, Aunt Slappy. I think we should just go to the store and buy a bag of walnuts.
Oh, yeah, we'll have him in hysterics with that bit. 6 minutes in a checkout line. Ooh, somebody stop me. I'm laughing.
But Doug the dog is mean.
Look, you've seen all my old cartoons, right?
About a trillion times.
I wrestled with Walter Wolf, Sid the Squid, and Beanie the Braindead Bison. This Doug guy hears nothing.
Yeah, but those were cartoons, and this is real life.
Don't tell him. He might crack. Look, Skippy, I've seen and done every trick in the book. Hold it there. You're doing the old frozen tape bit, which means that Doug the dog was right behind me.
That was just like in prehistoric Slappy.
That was Cave Girl Slappy, 1932, directed by Piz Peeners. But let's not be anal. Let's get some walnuts. Hold it! Enchiritos! Get your enchiritos here, enchirito mister. I can tell you're the kind of guy that likes them extra hot. Here you go, amigo. What a schmutz. Here, put them under your pillow tonight. Maybe you'll get some dimes.
Great!
Oops. Sorry. Arthritis. My grip ain't what it used to be. You remind me of a very young Scooby-Doo. Ooh, that's sad. Oh,
the phone. I wonder who it's from. Dear Slappy, I'm so sorry about everything. Let's be pals. This is a small token of my esteem, Doug the dog. I think I'll play those endearing young charms.
No, not that!
Old gag, new twist. Remember, Skippy, never leave a mess when you're visiting someone else's home.
Right.
Ah, here we go. The last two nuts. What the heck is this? The wonderful world of walnuts. I hear Buddy Hackett's very good in this.
The world is a carousel of walnuts. Beautiful, colorful walnuts.
Now, as we all know, walnuts grow in trees.
What's the matter with this thing? Cheesy piece of hooey manure. That's even worse.
This frisky little fellow makes his home in the hollow of an old tree. The squirrel likes to hide his nuts in many odd places where the sun doesn't shine on them.
Thanks for the walnuts. Lionel Hampton, these last two nuts you gave me are rotten. That's a catchy tune. somebody stop me. Now this is brain food. Somebody shoot me. Ah, look at this. Hi, Grandma. How the heck are you? Oh, you shouldn't have. Let's see here. I bonked him, flattened his head, and blown him up. What am I forgetting?
I know.
Told you my walnut fig dough was brain food. Now that's comedy.
Everybody lives on a street, in a city or a village or a town for what it's worth. And they're all inside a country which is part of a continent that sits upon a planet known as Earth. And the Earth is a ball full of oceans and some mountains which is out there spinning silently in space. And living on that Earth are the plants and the animals and also the entire human race. It's a great big universe and we're all really puny. We're just tiny little specks about the size of Mickey Rooney. It's big and black and icky and we are small and dinky. It's a big universe and we're not. And we're part of a vast interplanetary system stretching 700 billion miles long. With 9 planets and a sun, we think the Earth's the only one that has life on it, although we could be wrong. Across the interstellar voids are a billion asteroids, including meteors and Halley's Comet, too. And there's over 50 moons floating out there like balloons in a panoramic trillion-mile view. And still it's all a speck amid 100 billion stars in a galaxy we call the Milky Way. It's 60,000 trillion miles from one end to the other, and still that's just a fraction of the way. 'Cause there's 100 billion galaxies that stretch across the sky, filled with constellations, planets, moons, and stars. And still the universe extends to a place that never ends, which is maybe just inside a little jar.
It's a great big universe, and we're all really puny. We're just tiny little specks about the size of Mickey Rooney, though we don't know how we got here.
universe, and it's us.
Individuals.